Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast where we take business owners and CEOs, B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Steve Claussen. I am a retired chiropractor, and I launched a company about 25 years ago called Assault Marketing because I love telling people the truth. Sometimes they don't want to hear it, but the ones who want to hear the truth do very, very well because they have the truth and they exercise that information.
Love it. Love that there. Love that stuff there. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
The best thing about working with businesses is when you find the business owner that really wants to do something, really wants to accomplish something, and they can make that their number one goal, and you can give them guidance, and they follow that guidance, and you can get from point A to point B in the most rapid manner possible, as opposed to bouncing around to a bunch of other steps. You can just get the job done.
Wonderful, wonderful. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives that getting in front of decision makers is a challenge. What are your thoughts?
Getting in front of a decision maker can be a challenge if you're trying to sell them something. However, if you try to help them, if you change that word sell to help, and you actually have the way to get them to actually do something and provide a service that they actually need and want, it gets much easier because you don't have anything to sell them at that point in time.
That is true there. Question number four. What advice do you want to share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
I will tell you the advice that I have for folks is use what I call pig-headed discipline. No matter what is going on, move forward. If you look at animals in the wild, if you look at lions, they're out there and they're after only one thing. They need a meal. They need to accomplish a result. And if you wake up every morning and that's your thought process and you're spending those first few minutes of the day thinking about that, what am I going to do to make somebody's life better, to make somebody more money, to make somebody's staff get a raise, to help someone's family? All of a sudden, and you've got that level of discipline. People don't necessarily understand it. They just know they want to be around it. So that's what I do. That's how I wake up. Because, you know, at the end of the day, when I have a client give me a check and then thank me for the service I'm providing, all of a sudden that matters. That yeah. Makes a difference to me.
I love that same feeling, too, is when a client gives you a check. Again, we're both showing our age right here by saying check, because who writes checks anymore? But, you know, that we totally get it there. Yeah, I totally feel the same way about that here. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and could possibly be a guest on the On Fire B2B podcast?
You know, I've got two people that come to mind. The first one is Martin Howie. He owns a company called Top Line Business Solutions. He's been a mentor of mine for about 20 years. This is a gentleman who has had four different types of cancer. Three of the four went into stage four. And I remember 15 years ago when he was given just a little bit of time to live. And I also know that I talked to him this week. This is a man who's got enough discipline to just stay around. And then there's another gentleman that I know up in Seattle, Washington. His name is Mark Anderson, and he works with nothing but motivated and success-driven business owners, and he gets the job done. And I think they would both be excellent candidates for your show.
Well, I will look them up when we're done here. Question number six. This is the most important question of the podcast, Steve.
Okay. I
need you to focus.
I'm ready.
Tell me about your first time. My first sale.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, when I was sitting with the gentleman, and I actually do remember that, it's been a few years, but I do remember that. When he told me, yes, let's go ahead and let's move forward. I really honestly was speechless. I wanted to pack my stuff and leave, say, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. Then I went, oh, well, wait a minute. He said, yes. And it was like when I asked a pretty girl out years ago and she decided to go out with me. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. And he was a client for about 5 years. Nice. And we did a lot of great work together. So yeah, what turned out awkward at the beginning turned out great at the end.
Yeah, that works there. Actually, I'll tell you a funny story since we got 4 minutes and 30 seconds left. I remember when I was CRM shopping, talking to the salesperson, and I'm sold. I'm like, okay, so how do I pay? And he keeps selling me. So how do I pay? Keep selling me. So finally, someone says, here's the deal. Right now, there's 100% chance that you're going to you know, that I'm going to buy. Every word out of your mouth is a reduction of 1%. Oh, really? You now have a 98% chance of making this sale. And he realized finally he needed to shut up and get the sale done. So totally agree that, you know, sometimes you're not ready when someone says yes. I totally agree. So let's get, again, Steven, you've got 3 minutes and 53 seconds left. Promo time. Ask me a question. Talk about the weather. Or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we end early. Go.
You know, it's interesting. When you said earlier that I was showing my age because I used the word check, this is something I still take from every single one of my clients. I require them to pay me in check, and I require them to pay me in person. Then I personally take that to the bank because it's such a strong feeling for a human being to have money that you can leave behind in a bank that you don't have to have right now. You don't have to use that right now. It's a very powerful feeling. And I recommend to everyone I work with that they maintain that feeling, that they personally go to the bank. And when I started my business years ago, I came up with the name Assault Marketing because I've always said that I've got a complete system designed to kick any business's ass into high gear, guaranteed. And I absolutely mean that term, guaranteed, because it matters. Nobody likes to spend money and then get nothing out of it at the other end. My clients don't deal with that. That is not a problem for my clients. They know they're going to get a return on investment. I don't make anybody sign a contract because I want them to go away.
Right.
If they're unhappy, I don't want them to stick around. I don't want them to continue to give me money. I want them just to realize I am getting 3 to 5 times value out of what they're giving me. So, you know, I just love working with people and I love creating a result. And that's really all I have to say.
Awesome. Well, then we're done then. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it.
Assaultmarketing.com.
Already in the description, Steven. Thank you. Steve, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Bob, take care of yourself. I appreciate
You're
the
welcome.
Time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.